compares to you and that special sauce you've got.
Ooh, that's deep.
I choose you, Big Mac, forever and always.
Girl, let it out. Confess your love.
Rediscover your love for the Big Mac and its special sauce. And for a limited time, try the Grand Big Mac and Mac Jr. at participating McDonald's.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Well, not only did A.J. Matthews hit that three for Greenbrier to increase their lead to 8 at the end of the quarter, but now they get the ball to start this final period as they lead 32-24. Lynn takes the inbound pass, walks into the front court, throws over on the left side to Dunlap, back over to Lynn. Now on the left side to Brown, now to Dunlap in the corner. His three-pointer, good. Kobe Dunlap now with 8 points, and it's a double-digit lead for Greenbrier all of a sudden. 35-24 is our score as we are 25 seconds into this final quarter. Here is Peters going into the lane for the alley-oop. He cannot get it to go, and the rebound is controlled by Greenbrier. Here is Matthews going into the lane, now kicks out to Lynn. Another three-point attempt now by Dunlap in the corner. No good. Offensive rebound for Clifton. He can't get the foul to go, and this time the rebound is controlled by Mount Home. Here's Benton across the timeline. Throws it to Dietschy in the corner. Now he dribbles out to the wing. Gives it to Peters on the right side. Finds Benton in the corner. Benton takes a screen from Waymire. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the wing. Good! Talon Benton with 5 points. 35-27, Panthers leading it. 6:53 left to play in the game. Back the other way, Lynn going into the lane. Now kicks out to Brown in the right corner. His three-pointer up and in. Grant Brown now with 5 points. 38-27, the Panthers lead. Ball on the left side. Finds Waymire. He can't get his layup to go, and the rebound is controlled by Greenbrier. They have been partially blocked. Here is Clifton back the other way. He has the ball up at the top. Goes over to Matthews. Tries to find a cutting Lynn. Lynn couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get it back on the turnover. Luke Cruz and Baylor Cresselius checking back into the game for the Bombers, replacing Hunter Bashirs and Talon Benton. 38-27, Greenbrier on top with 6:21 left to play. Peters takes an inbound pass from Cruz. And we'll walk it into the front court. Peters drills to the left wing, gives it to Cresselius. He has now on the wing, throws up top to Cruz. Cruz dribbles toward the left corner, now goes back out to the wing. Gives it into the corner to Peters. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Lynn. He's quickly back the other way, trying to find Matthews cutting towards the paint. He can't handle the pass, and the ball go out of bounds. Mountain Home will get it back with 5:56 left. Austin Tomey checking back into the game for the Panthers, replacing Cole Lynn. 11-point Panther lead. Here is Peters into the front court for the Bombers. Throws it over to Cruz in near the right corner. Dribbles out a little more toward the wing. Now goes up top. Over to Cresselius on the left side. Cresselius picks up his dribble. Now trying to get to Waymire, but now Josh Fulcher is going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 5:34 left to play. It is Greenbrier on top, 38-27. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Mounts Home takes their last 30-second timeout of the game as they trail 38-27 to Greenbrier with 5:34 left to play. Luke Cruz will inbound the ball on the near sideline. As we are back underway, Cruz inbounds it to Peters in the backcourt. Peters crosses the timeline. Throws over to Cresselius on the right side. He'll take the screen from Dicci. Gives up top to Waymire. Waymire will give it to Peters. Peters has it between the circles. Dribbles to the left side. Gives it there on the wing to Cruz. And he's going to draw a bump foul from Juwan Clifton. That is his third personal foul. And they've got that as 16 fouls, but I've got it as 8. It looks like they're talking about it on the near the scorer's table. And so it is going to be a 1-1 opportunity for Luke Cruz. And so they finally got that corrected on the scoreboard. So it is 18 fouls. Luke Cruz at the free throw line, where so far he is 1-for-2 with 1 point. Cruz's first free throw is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. And he can make it a single-digit margin once again if he gets his next free throw. Second shot for Cruz is good. He gets both. He has 3 points now, all from the charity stripe. 38-29, Greenbrier leading it. A little over 5 minutes left. Here is Tomey into the front court, throwing it to Brown. Up top now to Tilly, over on the left side to Tomey. Up top to Clifton. Clifton's going down into the lane for the layup. It will not go, but he's going to be called for the offensive foul. That is Clifton's fourth personal foul. Team foul number 9 against Greenbrier. Devin Clark's going to check back into the game as Clifton heads to the bench again, picking up his fourth foul. 4:58 left to play in the game. Mounts home, gets the ball back, trailing by 9. Here is Peters across the timeline, dribbles to the right wing. Takes a screen from Waymire. He's going into the lane for the layup. It goes in. Colton Peters now with 6 points. 38-31, Greenbrier leading it. 4:43 left. Here is Tomey throwing it to Brown in the right corner. Now it gives it back to Tomey. Tomey drills between the circles. Now is going into the lane for the running jumper. It rolls around and goes in. Austin Tomey now with 7 points. 40-31, Panthers leading it. 4:25 left. Here is Peters back the other way, trying to throw it to Cruz in their left corner. Pass was stolen by Clark, and back come the Panthers. Here is Brown back the other way, going up for the three in the left corner. No good. In and out is what it was, and Waymire gets the rebound for the Bombers. Over 4 minutes left as the Mountain Home has the ball, trailing by 9. Peters has it between circles, now drills toward the left side. Almost had the ball knocked away from him, but he's going into the lane for the layup. Partially blocked, and Greenbrier comes up with the basketball. Back the other way, Clark going up for the three in the right corner. No good. Long rebound tipped out by Greenbrier, and it will be Mountain Home basketball with 3:47 left in the game. And now timeout's going to be taken. We'll take it with the 3:47 left to play. It is Greenbrier taking the timeout as they lead Mountain Home 40-31. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, correction, that timeout was called by Mountain Home. They now have just 1 left, Greenbrier with 4. 3:47 left to play in the game. Mountain Home with the ball as they trail the Panthers 40-31. Benton into the front court. Dribbles to the right wing. Gives it to Peters. Peters has between the circles, throws over to DT on the right side. Gives it to Waymire on the low block. Waymire going up for the layup, off the glass and in. David Waymire now with 14 points. 40-33, Panthers leading it. 3.5 minutes left. Here's Tomey into the front court for Greenbrier. Throws over on the left side to Dunlap. Gives it to Clark. He has it near the wing. Now down in the corner to Brown. Back to Clark. Up top to Dunlap. Over to Tomey on the right side. Finds Tilly in the right corner. Goes back up top to Tomey. Tomey's going into the lane for the layup. It looked like he might have drawn a little contact. No call there. And Mount Tom comes up with the rebound. Here is Ben going, throwing into the front court. Throws it to Cruz on the left side. Now he's going into lane, pulling up for the leaning jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Dunlap. 2:50 left to play. Back come the Panthers. Here is Clark into the front court. Has the ball on the left wing. And now Greenbrier's going to take a timeout and will take it with him. 2:45 left to play in the game. It is the Panthers on top of Mountain Home, 40-33. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Greenbrier taking the timeout. They lead 40-33. They'll inbound it on the far sideline with 2:45 left to play in the game. The inbound pass goes to Tomey in the backcourt. He'll get it across the timeline. Has the ball knocked away from him. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Tomey, and Mountain Home's going to get it back on the turnover. Well, that was a big call there for the Bombers, as they have a chance to make it a two-possession game on this this time. This offensive possession. The ball goes over to Ben, over on the right wing, now up top to Peters. Tries to give it to Waymire, just forced a bad pass down there. It was stolen by Greenbrier back the other way. Clark going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Devin Clark now with 4 points. 42-33, Panthers leading. Here is Ben back the other way, giving it to Deitch. He couldn't handle the pass, and another steal by the Panthers. Clark back the other way, going up for another layup off the glass and in. Devin Clark now with 6 points, and it's a double-digit lead once again for Greenbrier, and Mountain Home's going to take their last timeout, and we'll take it with them. 2:01 left to play in the game. It is Greenbrier on top, 44-33. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, after a couple of steals and layups for Greenbrier, they now have a double-digit lead, 44-33 with 2:01 left. Benton takes an inbound pass from Bashirs, brings it into the front court. Ben's going to pull up at the top for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Tomey. Back come the Panthers. He'll get into Clifton across the timeline with it. Back over to Tomey. Now finds Dunlap near the free throw line. Back up top to Tomey. Over to Clifton on the right side. Gives it to Clark. Clark going into the lane for another layup. This one won't go, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 1:33 left to play. That is on Hunter Bashirs. He picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number six against the Bombers. So, it will be two shots for Devin Clark. He's so far 2-2 from the free throw line with 6 points. First free throw is up and good. Dylan Wilson and Tanner Tilley checking back into the game for Greenbrier, replacing A.J. Matthews and Kobe Dunlap. Second shot is up. No good. He gets 1 of 2 on that trip. And the rebound comes to Benton. He's quickly back the other way, going toward the right wing. Takes the screen. Now we'll throw it to Waymar on the low block. He puts up another layup. He can't get it to go. And the rebound is controlled by Greenbrier. 1:19 left to play in the game. It is a 12-point lead for the Panthers. Clifton into the front court. Now ball goes to Clark on the right corner. He's going to go into the lane for another layup and draws contact once again. So back to the line for another pair of free throws. That foul is on David Waymire, his third personal foul. That does put Greenbrier in the bonus, but this is going to be two shots regardless. Devin Clark, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. First shot is up and in. Baylor Cresselius is going to check back into the game for the Bombers. And also coming into the game for the first time tonight is just a second. I'll try to find that name if I can. And the second free throw goes up and in. Here's Talon Benton into the front court for the Bombers as they trail 47-33. Back the other way, Luke Jackson tries the long three. No good. Offensive rebound for Benton. He puts up the layup off the glass and in. Talon Benton now has 7 points. Here is Tomey into the front court. He dribbles to the right side. He's going to be fouled by Talon Benton. That is Benton's first personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. So 1-1 coming up for Austin Tomey. He has yet to shoot a free throw this evening. He's got 7 points. 51.9 seconds left. As Tomey again will be at the free throw line for the 1-1. Bennett Pinson was one of those that checked in a moment ago for Mountain Home, as did Jeff Hodges. First free throw. That should have been a 1-1. I thought. Coming in the game now for Mountain Home is Sam Bryant as he replaces Talon Benton. That should have been a 1-1. They acted like that was 2. So, well, since nobody went to rebound it, I don't know what they're going to do now. They're talking about it right now. So now they're going to call a jump ball since someone went after the rebound, and Mount Tom will have the ball in the possession arrow. Looks like no one was really paying attention to how many free throws they're supposed to shoot. Here is Bryant into the front court for Mountain Home. Gives it to Cresselius on the left side. Down in the corner now to Pinson. His three-pointer goes off the side of the backboard, goes out of bounds. It'll be Greenbrier basketball with 37.2 seconds left as they lead by a dozen. Here is Clark into the front court. Throws over on the left side now to Wilson. His three-pointer, no good, and it hit the top of the backboard for the out-of-bounds call, and Mount Holmes going to get it back with 27.1 seconds left, trailing 47-35. Here is Luke Jackson going up for the long three. Back the other way, no good. Offense rebound for Cresselius, and the ball goes off his leg, out of bounds. And Mount and Greenbrier is going to get it back with 16.5 seconds left. Here is Tomey into the front court. gives it to Wilson. Tries to give it to Wilson. Has the ball knocked away. Stolen by Griselius, but he loses his footing, and Greenbrier comes back up with the basketball. Going up for the jumper was Wilson. He can't get it to go. Griselius gets the rebound, throws it to Jackson. He's going to try one last heave at the buzzer. He can't get it to go, and that's the way this ball game is going to end. As Greenbrier comes up with a 12-point win and picks up the season sweep over Mountain Home. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home falls to Greenbrier 47-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone.